SKYSURF. Constraints on zodiacal light and extragalactic background light through panchromatic HST All Sky Surface Brightness Measurements. I Survey Overview and Methods, by Rogier A. Windhorst et al. We give an overview and describe the rationale, methods, and testing of the Hubble Space Telescope, HST, Archival Legacy Project, SKYSURF. SKYSURF uses HST's unique capability as an absolute photometer to measure the 0.2 to 1.7 sky surface brightness, SB, from 249,861 WFPC2, AX, and WFC3 exposures in 1,400 independent HST fields. SKYSURF's panchromatic dataset is designed to constrain the discrete and diffuse UV to near-IR sky components, zodiacal light, ZL, inner solar system, Kuiper belt objects, KBOs, outer solar system, diffuse galactic light, DGL, and the discrete plus diffuse extragalactic background light, EBL. We outline SKYSURF's methods to 1. Measure sky SB levels between its detected objects. 2. Measure the integrated discrete EBL, most of which comes from AB 17 to 22 Mag galaxies. And 3. Estimate how much diffuse light may exist in addition to the extrapolated discrete galaxy counts. Simulations of HST WFC3, IR images with known sky values and gradients, realistic cosmic ray, CR, distributions, and star plus galaxy counts were processed with 9 different algorithms to measure the lowest estimated sky SB, less, in each image between the discrete objects. The best algorithms recover the inserted less values within 0.2. This was SKYSURF. Constraints on zodiacal light and extragalactic background light through panchromatic HST All Sky Surface Brightness Measurements. I Survey Overview and Methods, by Rogier A. Windhorst et al.